Want to speak about this message. They may say all kinds of things that they want to say about the prophet. They may want to use Father Brennan's quotations as contradicting one another. But the life for that they have experienced and the change that they have experienced through this message, say indeed that the Father William Meron Brennan was a true prophet. The that's why we pay our lives, that's why we dedicate our lives, that's why we consecrate our life fully for this. Message that we are going to hear today, Heavenly Father, we pray that may we be encouraged, O God. May we, when we leave this place, Heavenly Father, see the devil as nothing, see the devil as a grasshopper. I know some of the people came here seeing themselves as grasshoppers, but when we leave this area, Heavenly Father, we want to see the devil as a grasshopper, for he is a grasshopper and he always belongs underneath our feet, Heavenly Father. And that's where we are planning to keep him there all the days of our lives. Help us, Heavenly Father, to keep the anointing at all times. May the word always be in us, as you instructed Joshua of the old to say, meditate upon this book day and night. Don't go to the left, don't go to the right. Stay with this book. This book will make you prosper wherever you go. This book will make you possess every place that your foot shall tread on. That is the thing which we believe today, Heavenly Father, that if we have the word in us, we have all in all. We have the weapon, we have the economy, we have everything in all. If we have the word in us, we pray, Heavenly Father, as the word will be brought today, Heavenly Father, may we receive it and may we apply it in our lives. We commit the service and all the saints to you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
To set us free, how the deeper thing I Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To love the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Offerings. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Baba.
Oh, While Brother Mhlabi Senior will be coming forth just to say a word of prayer here. Then while we are praying, let us remember Brother Fanny Van Rooyen that is not feeling well this morning. So let us bow our heads.
Modimo Alpha le Omega.
Amen.
Wena the great I am.
Yes.
Amen. Wena Melchizedek.
Amen.
Wena the great physician God.
Amen.
Modimo runa ya matla ohle this morning, modimo matla ohle re tletse ka le thabo. Re tletse modimo matla ohle khosi ka le thabo ha re tla mo pele ha.
Amen.
Hunne mo pele ha modimo matla ohle ke mo rona re bona mbophelo teng.
Amen.
Ke ka mo modimo matla ohle ro pela le jubilant songs this morning. Ro praise a ro tumisa. Hunne mo wena modimo matla ohle o tletse bophelo. Ke yo modimo matla ohle o badilwe ngwana wa hao khosi. Modimo matla ohle o tsebile hore ha tla mo wena o tla mo the great physician God. O tla mo nga kenye fetaninga ka tsohle. Mo modimo matla ohle a tlo fumana mpholo ya hae teng. Modimo matla ohle ka lena la morena Jesu Kriste ke ona re llele ka bolwetse mo go yena re llele ka modimo matla ohle mo mobi wa Jezebel mo go yena khosi mowa o tshwereng nako ya bjanong modimo a ka re re mowa modimo matla ohle le maatla a Elia modimo matla ohle a dire mo go yena e be ona a tlisang pholo le kgololosego mone pholo gona bjale ke ona ka leina la morena Jesu Kriste moloki khosi ya kgalalo re a leboga modimo matla ohle ha se mo neile pholo o mo amile ka letsoo lao le le maatla go nne kgololosego e mo go wena le ba tsotlhe tse le go leboga ka Jesu Kriste morena wa rona amen.
Bless you, may be seated. While we are grateful for this opportunity and we greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Once more we are thankful for being gathered in this fashion. Just a few apologies here from Brother Lassim and then Brother Van Rooyen, Sister Malaza and Brother Mahlangu. And then while we welcome the following people, to in fact we welcome you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then a special welcome obviously to our visitors, Brother Fakute, if you can just raise your hand. Oh, shalom, God bless you. And then Sister Tandi Mutwenyani, if she's around, God bless you. Oh, shalom. And then I think she's together with Lucy. Where is Lucy? Okay. All right, God bless you. And then, Jesse Petro, where is he? God bless you, bro. Where is he? God bless you. You are most welcome, Bruru. And then so Brother Laki and Boniswa Mtembu, if you can raise your hand, God bless you. Feel at home. And then I saw Mhlabi family here. And then God bless you. So last but not least, Sister Bonita Molok, where is she? Oh, God bless you. At home, and then obviously, last but not least, our brother David and Sister Stelin. God bless you. So, we are happy to have you all here.
So
just feel at home, and then may God richly bless you. And then, just a reminder about our conference in December that will be held in
Bedgewood.
So let us see our trustees and arrangements. And then our Sunday school. Okay. Shalom, but the Sunday school has resumed this morning.
Let us
support our Sunday school teachers. And then may God richly bless you for that. And I'm told that there is a praise and worship in Captain Park at Pastor David's church.
It's
on Saturday next week.
And then it will
start at 2 o'clock.
Hope
if you want to participate there, I think we can make arrangements for you. But it is next week, Saturday at 2 o'clock. Captain Park.
Captain Park.
Just a request again. Maybe during the services, if we can switch our phones off. Then we'll just appreciate it for the sake of recording. And then last but not least, maybe we will, I see some other time that the reason we do certain things, I think there is a common thing that we need to have.
As
a brother or as a family, people need to have some CODs at home.
So
if we can have a church order and just read the church order.
There's
few things that I think because of maybe we don't understand or we don't read church order, but we don't do them right.
So for you to be
a full member of this church, you need to understand church order.
For you to be a member of the worship
team, you need to understand church order.
For you to be
a chorus leader that will do accordingly, you need to understand church order. There are certain things that during prayer we can't be seeing people walking up and down. It's not acceptable.
Let us
just understand why we come here 30 minutes before. We understand what the chorus leader is doing, what the church, everybody, just let us just read church order.
I hope it will make things very easy.
Every single person will understand why am I doing what I'm doing. So it will be very easy for us. So let us, if possible, maybe the trustees need to buy the church order books and then sell them back to the members of the church. That will be the basic or the fundamental of a believer in this tabernacle. So God bless you. And then let us stand on our feet while we welcome our dear and precious pastor.
sabona laba abaphethe insimbi ukuthi bayenzani.
UJesu uphake
Jesus Christ.
It's not working, I continue.
Amen.
Sister Gracia Lusamba, if she can come to the fore. I think Brother Albert, the husband, is at work. Amen. Well, she's coming. I will attend to you. Mark chapter 10. From verse
13.
It reads in this manner. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms and put his hands upon them and blessed them. Amen. Not baptize them, but blessed them.
Amen.
That is the scriptural way.
iyona ndlela yombhalo yokubusisa abantwana.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, to commit this baby to you, dear Lord. And I say throughout the days of this baby's life, may God find be gracious unto the life of this baby. Let this baby grow up in a manner that once she's grown up, she can respect and be a woman of substance, a woman of faith, dear Lord. Whatever the devil may have planned, I abort the devil's plans in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I don't know what the journey holds for this baby, but whatever is going to come up in the journey of this baby, the devil must remember there was a minister of the gospel that said prayer over the baby.
Yes.
And I've committed this baby to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Just stand up. See what we do. Amen. Maybe if the brothers can give me the volume on the pulpit mic. In the meantime, while they sort out my mic. Amen. Now, I think Brother Mbanyana announced the issue of the praise and worship at Pastor David. Amen. So it will be us, them, and Mamelodi there. If you're a musician, we want you to support us. Amen.
Amen.
Are we together? We had a wonderful time at Mamelodi Tabernacle yesterday. We had a wedding there. Amen. As we turn to our scriptures, how many love the Lord this morning? As we turn to the book of Acts, verse 13, God bless you,
Bramhlavi.
Wonderful to see you. Amen. Acts 13 from verse
44.
It says, and the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God.
And when
the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming.
Kepha abajuda bebona izixuku bagcwala umhawu bekuphika okwakukhulunywa uPaulu bemhlambalaza.
Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles.
Khona uPaulu noBarnabas bakhuluma ngesibindi bathi bekudingeka ukuba izwi likaNkulunkulu likhulunywe kini kuqala, kepha lokhu nilinqaba nizisho nina nithi anifanele ukuphila ukuphakama.
For saith the Lord commanded us, saying, I've set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth.
Ngokuba iNkosi isiyalezile kanjalo ukuthi ngikubekile ube ukukhanya kwabezize, ube insindiso kuzo, kube semikhawulweni womhlaba.
And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed.
Kodwa abezizwe bekuzwa lokho bathokoza balidumisa izwi leNkosi.
And And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. I want you just to pack this statement in your mind. As many as were ordained to eternal life believed.
Ephesians 1
from verse
4.
It reads in this manner, I found verse
4.
According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Romans 8 verse 30, it reads in this manner. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. As we pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we're very much thankful this morning. Lord, we just want to acknowledge your supremacy and your self-sufficiency amongst us, dear God. And as we normally say, there is no God like you. And Lord, we can see that we are right on the final hour before the church can depart from this world. And Lord, I think we have come here for one sole purpose, is to be able to be better prepared for that great appointment, dear God, when the saints shall meet you up in the air. And Lord, that is why whatever we do here, we do it with sincerity, knowing that one day either we'll be into that rapture or we'll face a chilling hand of death. But either way, we shall be prepared. And the best way to be prepared is to have unadulterated word of the living God. And that is why I commit every man and woman in this building to you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. As you take your seats. Amen. All right. This morning we just want to speak about the total recall. And the subtitle will be predestination. Amen. That's what we want to speak about this morning. Because we believe that we are here because we had to be here by grace. I hope we are together. Now, Paul says here, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, or before there ever was sin, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And this morning, I do not come to this pulpit hoping that somebody will, of his own free will, will return to the Lord. My hope is not lying on that, but is lying on the other portion. I hope that the Master will lay hold of some of the people and say, "You are mine, I chose you before the foundation of the world. And now I claim you for myself." I'm simply saying, he's the one that finds you, not the other way around. Because when we speak about a total recall, in manufacturing cycles, when they speak about the product recall, you know, I think it was Toyota. There was a time where they had manufactured the vehicles. Specifically, I think it was Toyota Corolla then. They discovered that it had faulty airbags. And then they had to do a product recall. That means it's the manufacturer calling back his products to fix them. And if Toyota does the product recall, when you drive a BMW, you cannot return the BMW to Toyota. And when they do a product recall, they are very specific. Because every product has got a serial number. So that means it has to be exactly what they have produced. And a manufacturer, Amen.
Amen.
What are we going to do? Okay. All right. Amen. So I was saying it has serial numbers. So that means the manufacturer, he knows that what needs to return back, it's only what is accountable for. He knows his products. That's why they've got serial numbers. And a good manufacturer knows the number of products that are out there.
They can tell you
that we've got an X amount of number of Toyota Corollas around. Because they know what has gone out. And I hope we can apply it spiritually. If heaven had 500 people and God is doing a total recall, if there were 1,000 people, I'm giving an example, and he does a total recall, he cannot end up with 10,000 products. And he gets surprised that where did the rest of 10,000 came from, because I was expecting 1,000. If he expects 1,000, it will be 1,000. I hope we are together. And he can never while expecting 1,000.
Amhele uma lindele inkulungwane.
And have 500.
Abeni 500.
If it's 1,000 that needs to be recalled, it's 1,000 that will come.
Uma kufanele kube 1,000 ufanele ibizwe kwakumele kube 1,000 ezoza.
So I'm simply saying the people that are believing God is the people that he has foreknown them. Your salvation will not take God by surprise. And your rejection of God will not take him by surprise. Because as God, he looked down the corridors of time. He knew who was going to believe him. He knew who was not going to believe him. And we as ministers, I cannot point out and say this brother will never believe him. Or that brother will believe him. No, that's not my responsibility. My responsibility is to bring the word amongst the people. And when the word is amongst the people, it does what we call a paternity test. Because you can jump hallelujah and say God is my father, but your reaction to his word will determine whether are you really his or not his. You must remember the same sun that shines upon the face of the earth, it melts the eyes and it hardens the clay. The problem is not the sun. The sun is there to manifest what you are made of. If you are a genuine seed of God, when that light shines upon you, there is something within you to respond. And if you are not, it hardens your heart. You know, when the word goes forth, there are people that come rejoicing. And there are others that come out and being offended. But yet they were in the same audience. The problem is not what was spoken. The problem is who are you before whatever was spoken is spoken. And I'm going to show you when we look at the natural, that saying that says never judge the book by its cover is very true. In John chapter 15 verse 16, I'll just read it, don't worry.
John 15 verse 16.
He says, "You have not chosen me." He was talking to them. But I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it to you. I like it when it says, you have not chosen me. I have chosen you. No one this morning chose him. We have all been chosen by him. And how did he choose us? It was never based on what we have done. Actually, God is not interested in human effort. A human effort doesn't impress God. But God follows his sovereign grace. And I will just read a quotation from the prophet in the COD 78. He says, I said in the beginning, what you are somewhere else,
Into yona kwenye indawo.
Is what you reflect here.
Ilento ivezayo lapha.
I hope we are together.
Ngiyathemba sisonke.
You know, certain battles are not being fought here.
Uyazi ezinye zezimpo asizilwi lapha.
They are being fought there.
Ziliwa laphaya.
And now they are reflected here.
Sibonakaliswe lapha.
And some of the when we believe,
who must call?
We don't believe here.
Asikholwa lapha.
We believe there, and it's reflected here. And when we doubt it there. And then when it is, then it is reflected here. What you are now, it's a reflection of what you are in the spirit land. You can never be a believer in the spirit land and be an unbeliever here. And I hope we are together. The two will always match. What you are here and what you are there, they will always connect. I hope we are together. Let me just finish this quotation. What you are, or what you are, celestial or terrestrial bodies up yonder, what your celestial body is somewhere else is what you are reflecting back here. In the spirit land, what you are is what you are here. If you are still vulgar minded and so forth in the spirit land, then you will be vulgar minded here. If you've got malice, envy, and strife, you will reflect it here. You are in the spirit land that. And it reflects back here. I hope we are together.
Amen.
If you can just. Flip to, I'm going to dwell here. And we'll come. We are going to concentrate on this light. This morning, all of us here, we are looking at this realm, which is a physical realm. I see you as you see me here. Jesus, when he was here, the prostitute, the Samaritan woman was here, and the priest was here. And if we could have asked you and say, who's really going to heaven? You would have called the priest, because he prayed a long prayer. When your mommy and daddy were fighting, he was the first one to come. When the baby needed to be dedicated to the priest, he was there. When your loved one died, the priest was there to bury them. And the priest, he was a good man. He was a religious man. He knew the scrolls. He lived in the best possible manner according to the law that he has learned. However, then you find the Samaritan woman. She had broken many families. She was messed up mentally. She was messed up physically. She had a bad reputation. The religious community could write off this woman. They could write her off. But the priest, he looked like he knew something. He looked like he was onto something. He represented hope. And when you looked and you people could have asked you and say, who's really going to heaven? You would have pointed it to the priest. You say, no, the priest is meant to go to heaven. And you can list his works. The Samaritan woman, she's meant to go to hell because she has broken five families and she's busy with the sixth one. That's you judging based on what you see. But the scripture says, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. That's why, as ministers of the gospel, we are too careful not to write people off. Firstly, I need to check what the manufacturer says first. The creator, what is he saying about this person? I hope we are together. Now, when they were there, this one was in church, the priest. And this one was out of church. And it looked like she was destined for hell. It looked like he was destined for heaven. But look at the interesting part. When the scripture was fulfilled, when the scripture became flesh, when the word became flesh, in the form of Jesus, and he walked amongst them. When the priest saw that, he called it Beelzebub. But when the Samaritan woman saw it, and said, this is the Messiah. Why would the prostitute see better spiritually and scripturally better than the priest? The problem is not the conduct of what is here, but the problem is beyond the visible and invisible barrier. Because it doesn't matter what you are here, but it matters what you are there. So the Samaritan woman, when you looked at her, she was a prostitute. But when you look at her in her original from her origin, she was not a prostitute. I hope we are together. Now, the prophet of God says something while I'm there. He says, I'm in the message, the future home.
The future home.
He says, in paragraph 24.
Paragraph 24.
He says, make known by his prophets all his manifestations. Because it's his attributes of his thoughts expressed. Here it was in this little woman. She was one of his attributes. This prostitute was his attribute. Down here, she's a prostitute. But up there, she's an attribute. That now it shows you grace now. And there was the priest. There was a priest representing the life. He had learned it from the Bible. He had learned that God was God. I hope this morning my the intention is to not to learn that God is God, but it is to experience that God is God. He had learned that God was God. He had learned that holiness was right. He was learned that there was a law of God. He had learned it because of intellectual conception. He was born of the right lineage. He was a Levite. But he only knew it by intellectual conception. And when the light of the
the hour came.
See,
he learned it by what had happened. Not what was happening. The Samaritan woman did not learn it by what had happened. She learned it by what is happening. The bride is not learning it by what had happened, but she is learning it by what is happening. What is happening? Recognize your day and its message. That's what makes you a believer. You can speak about God that moved the people out of Israel, out of Egypt. You can talk about God who opened the sea. You can speak about God that who closed the lion's mouth. You can speak about God that multiplied bread and fish. That's what had happened. My question is, what is happening in your time? And if you don't see what is happening in your time, it doesn't matter what you know that happened in the other ages. My desire is that whatever God you are doing in my time, let me be part of it. Let me recognize my role in it. I hope we are together. Now the priest, when he found out what was happening, the word of Isaiah, behold, a vision shall conceive, had now become flesh. And when the priest found out what was happening and knew that his denomination said nothing about it, therefore he had no representation of it. He was a redeemer on earth at that time to redeem those attributes of God, and the Samaritan woman received it. Let me tell you something. God would never be interested in you here unless he was interested in you there. If you were not there, it doesn't matter what happens here. That's why last Sunday I said, sometimes we need to check whether we're going to the same place. Because the only thing that will make us to go to the same place is when we come from the same place. So that means if you are not here, I can preach for you the whole night. You will not see a thing. But when you were there, I can just greet you with some remark. And it will work like a pill in your system. There was a billboard.
How called the billboard?
And this billboard, it was written.
The billboard,
was it an apple? Or what happened in the Garden of Eden? I think it was Pastor Chisa that was giving a testimony. And he was at a college at that time. And he said it bothered him. He couldn't sleep because of that simple statement. Hallelujah. It's not a sermon. What happened in the Garden of Eden? Was it an apple or something else? But when that statement caught the predestinated seed, he couldn't sleep. He wanted to find out more. But how many people saw that statement? The problem is not the statement. The problem is, who were you before the statement was made? I hope we are together. When the Samaritan woman saw that the weight was flesh, she never questioned it. She said,
"What?
You remember the Pharisees and the priests and the scribes, the Sadducees, they would come and
trick Jesus with questions. But when she never questioned it, she said, when Messiah cometh, he will do this. And that settled it. She had seen it done. So he said, I am the Messiah. So that settled it. There's no more questions. She went around telling everybody, come and see who I found. Hallelujah. And actually, we know she did not find him. He found her. Because the Bible says he had to go by the way of Samaria. Not because he was hungry. Because there was a predestinated seat pulling him. And when that predestinated seat, so the word made flesh. And in the midst of her confusion, in the midst of her life that was messed up, she just believed the simple thing. The Messiah is coming. And when he comes, he will tell us all things. And when the Messiah came, he inquired about her personal life. And based on that, then she found the Messiah. Actually, all along, even though she was a prostitute, but there was a predestined seed that was in her. And at the right time, when the light shone upon that seed, then that seed came back to life. And I want to say to you this morning, today, if you are a seed of God, in you there is a predestinated seed. And when this message came, it shone upon that seed, and then it came back to life. And what makes you different from the people that followed Brother Brandon, that attended his meeting? It's not about shaking the prophet's hand, but it depends what you contain in you. It depends who you were before you were expressing your time. This is a season where God is gathering his attributes. He is calling them from the north and the south. He is calling them from the east and the west. And the only thing that is magnetizing them, it is the weight of their hour. Not a historical God, but the present tense God. Not a previous ministry for another age, but the ministry of our time. And what is the ministry of our time? The revelation of the Son of Man. Now through that revelation, we see people coming out of their own things. They leave their own system. Because something is pulling them. I hope we are together.
Still together.
Now the prophet said, now you see, look at this priest. Wasn't he a son of God? It proved he wasn't. He couldn't recognize that. Did he say, I believe the Bible? Hallelujah. There are people that believe the Bible as they read it. But when that is written in the Bible, takes a life form. While they were believing here, they rejected there. Behold, a vision shall conceive. It became a sermon in the temple. The people could read the scroll. Behold, a vision shall conceive. But when that
with scripture became Mary, then they rejected it. But those that were predestinated, even though they never had the scroll, but when that word became life, then they followed it. Because Brother Branham says, God is obligated to reveal his word to his predestinated seed. And this morning, what we are preaching here, we are just dishing out the word. But those people that are the material of the word, they will respond to the word, and they will accept the word, and they will recognize the day of the message, their message, and its day. Sure, he couldn't recognize the expressed weight of the hour. And my question is, what is the expressed weight of your hour? When you were an Israelite in Egypt, no matter how religious you could be, you had to recognize Moses as an expressed weight for the hour. Or if that is the case, you would have never left Pharaoh. What made them to leave Pharaoh is to recognize who Moses was during their hour. And when God took Moses away, and there was Joshua, Joshua, he had to come and tell them, we just need to go around Jericho, and the walls of Jericho will crumble. But look at something that is interesting. That is very striking. What Joshua said is not what was written in Moses' book. But those that were predestinated, they recognized Joshua to be the weight of their hour. Elisha recognized Elijah to be the weight of their hour. The disciples of John, they recognized John to be the express weight of their hour. The disciples of Jesus, they recognized Jesus to be the express weight of their hour. The disciples of Paul, they recognized Paul to be the express weight of the hour. And in the end time, what is the weight of the hour? And when I say the weight of the hour, and I say Moses was the weight of the hour, it doesn't mean that you had to worship Moses. But you had to recognize that Moses was the vehicle of God during that time. The driver is not the car. But you need to recognize the driver. You need to recognize the car and identify the driver. Because the car does not drive itself. The prophet is not God. But the prophet is a vehicle that God is bringing the weight down to the people. And those people, it's not every Tom, Dick, and Harry, but it is those that were predestinated. And who are those that were predestinated? It must be the people that were with him before the foundation of the world. Those people that were with him before there was the earth, before there was the heaven, before there was nothing, and they were in his mind, they are his attributes. And those people, they've been allocated time to come during their time. And whenever they come, then when they come, because the genetic pool, it was polluted. And when it was polluted, then it brought people that were deficient. And wherever they were, somehow they had the desire to worship God. But they didn't know the God that they should worship. They worshipped the idols. They worshipped this and that. But God, in his appointed time, he had a time where he had to do a record. He had to call them wherever they were. And how could he call them? He sends the message of their and wherever they are, when they hear that message, something is moving and they act upon it and they accept God during their time and they come one by one. And when they come together, when it is the individuals, and when they become the individuals, when they come together, they become a church. And what is a church? It means you are called out of something into something, then they become that church, then they worship God during their time. I hope we are together. And that is what we call the message of the hour. But you can't come unless you were there.
Amen.
Because if you were never a thought, you can never become the way. And if you were a thought, you will become the way. And there is nothing that will stop you. Hallelujah. I hope we are still together. Let's continue. It's the same thing today. I know that strong, but it's the truth. I know it's strong, but it's the truth. There was the word. There was the word. As spoken exactly for that day. Yet he was a scholar. The priest. He was a renowned man. But he could not recognize it. No matter how scholarly he was, anything like that, he still didn't have representation of predestination. Only the predestinated will only be the one that does it. You can only do it because, look, it proves predestination because you've got eternal life. Now back to the scripture that we read. I'll come back to this quotation. It says in the book of Acts, the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. It doesn't mean that the whole city was predestinated. Because you know, when God, that's why God has got the first pool, the second pool, and the third pool. When God comes and heals the sick amongst the people, that's not the main thing. When people walk out of their wheelchairs, that's not the main thing. It is just to attract the real seed. And the attraction is not the main thing. Hallelujah. Because you need to have a bait. God took the prophet, gave him the first pull, and he went on a healing campaign. People were walking out of their wheelchair. Do you know that you can be prayed for and walk out of a wheelchair and die and still go to heaven?
Amen.
Because it doesn't mean anything in God's economy. It doesn't mean anything as far as the soul is concerned. Hallelujah. And a person can come and discern you. Where were you last night? Who were you with? What were you talking? But after that, you can still die and go to hell. What protects us is when that soul receives the word of God, then that is a greater miracle. And that is what the core, this is the core of the ministry. You know, the bride today, we are not interested when you pray for a person who comes out of a wheelchair. We will still say, it is good, my brother. Let's thank God. He is a healer, because gifts and callings are without not repentance, but after you pray for the person and he walked out of the wheelchair, then we need to check. Have you believed our report? And what is our report? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word became flesh. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Hope we are together. Amen. The scripture says, and the multitude came. And verse 48. When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad. Glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Not as many believed and they have eternal life. No, as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. So these people, they were considered for eternal life. And when the word came during their time, then they believed. Amen. Somewhere where I want to go. Amen. Do you love the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Somewhere the prophet speaks about his predestination. When this message, who is this Melchizedek? Paragraph 116.
Who is this Melchizedek? Paragraph
116. He says, it shows plainly the predestinated are the only ones that are considered in redemption. He said, let me say that again. Did you get it? The predestinated ones are the only ones that are considered in redemption. Hallelujah. What is redemption? Is not replacement. Hallelujah. If this thing was here, hallelujah, and it falls there, bring it back, my brother. Hallelujah. I don't expect when he brings it, just hold it. I don't expect when he brings it for me to have this paper. What went down, if it is redemption, it must be brought back. The same thing that went down must be the very one that comes back. So if you are an attribute and you fell, and God redeems you back, he brings exactly what went down. And that's what redemption is. And if you were not there, you can never be redeemed back there. Because you were not there to begin with. But redemption is when God recalls his own children and brings them back to their position. God will never replace you. I hope we are together. You've got a spot that belongs to you from eternity to eternity. And when you moved out of that spot, if Brother Madiba moves out, God cannot bring Brother Mzizi there. Because that spot belongs to Brother Madiba. And wherever he is, God must find him to bring him back to that spot. Then when Brother Madiba comes back to that spot, he raises his hands and says, I am redeemed. What does it mean to be redeemed? I'm back to my position. Which position? The same one that I had before the foundation of the world. And I'm glad to say God will never replace me. And God will never replace you. You are his son. No matter what happens, and you stay with me here. So we preach the predestination. You cannot go and leave church and live in any manner that you want to live and say, if I'm predestined, I'll go to heaven. In the meantime, I do whatever I want to do. It shows that you are not predestinated. Because when you are predestinated, you are restless. You want to do the will of the Father. You want to find your position. When you find your position, you are there to stay.
Hallelujah.
Hope we are together. That's what it means to be redeemed. Let me tell you something. God wishes that everybody could be saved. However,
God,
should we read this one promise? Hallelujah. When your brother Branham says God doesn't do things haphazardly. But when he does something, he knows exactly what he is doing. He says in the message, God's covenant, paragraph 15. Says Jesus didn't come to Calvary just for a haphazard thought. Well, I'll die up there. Perhaps, maybe somebody will feel sorry for me and come down and get saved. No. God doesn't run his office like that. You don't run your office like that. Jesus came for one specific purpose. That was to redeem those that God foreknew would be redeemed. I hope we are together. When Jesus died, and we preach about the cross, you know, unbelievers normally, especially when we show them the cross, so show him a man in a sorrowful state, with a crown of thorns around his head, with blood oozing out of his body, hungry, naked, tired, until they say, give me the water, and they gave him the vinegar, and after they gave him a vinegar, he took the spear, and pierced his side. It sounds sorrowful, it sounds cruel. When we preach that, then the people think that. Maybe even the some preachers, they think that when you preach like that, everybody will go out of the church feeling sorry for that son of Mary that died on Calvary. Maybe we must just believe in him because he died for a good cause. That's not the gospel. With the people, when they hear the cross that are predestinated, they don't feel sorry for him. They feel sorry for themselves. They say, God, you put on flesh and went to Calvary and died for me. Here am I, Lord. That's the real gospel. Hope we are together.
Amen.
Amen. Let's come back to the priest. Amen. He says, this little woman, her first life up there, she was a prostitute. She was all mud up. But way down in here, she was just a little, she had just a little bit of understanding. I know when the Messiah came, that was there. When Jesus came and manifested to the weight, because the weight will discern the thoughts of the heart. He came as the Son of Man. This priest, with only intellectual learning, said, it's the devil.
What? Who's Satan?
That's what his denomination called it. He had no representation. That's why we, you see there. Yet no representation. He was just a priest here. But this woman being a prostitute, she can trace herself back. Because a real product, you must be able to trace it back to the manufacturer. But the priest, you couldn't trace him back. But this woman, you can trace her back. That when he was Elohim, the woman was there as an attribute. When he became the Logos, the woman was there as a theophany. When he became flesh, she was there in flesh as a prostitute. And when she met Jesus, Jesus was able to redeem her back because she had a spot with God. But the priest, he couldn't be traced back. He couldn't be redeemed. Because to be redeemed, you must have had a position with God in order to be redeemed back to that position. But this woman here, when everybody had given up on her, and everybody never thought highly of her, but God in his sovereign grace, he began to make himself human. Until when he was human, then he was walking around looking for his own subjects. And some of his subjects, they were not in a temple. But wherever they were, because his predestination, they had to come, because they were part of a bigger picture. I hope we are together. No wonder Jesus says, no man can come to the Father to me unless the Father draweth him. Today, no man can come to the message unless the Father draweth them. It's not us drawing the people. It's God drawing the people. You know, if you can draw a person, to maintain a person is very difficult. It's heavy to maintain a person. You must respond to their needs. And their needs, they vary on daily basis. Their sensitivities vary. And if you are the one having drawn a person, I tell you it's going to be heavy. But if it is the Father, he will keep them. Because he's the one that is drawing them. And when the word goes forth, he's there to preserve them. We are together. Amen. Now this little woman, she was a prostitute all mad up. The priest had no representation. Let me put it in a straightforward manner. This morning, we are all here. I'm flesh Madiba. Flesh Mzizi interpreting. Flesh you listening. And we are trying to preach about the way. And we are preaching to one another. It doesn't matter what we do here. It matters who you were here. We can preach until we are blue. But if you have got nothing here, you leave church and say, what a good church. What a good music. The women were well dressed there. You don't see anything beyond conduct. Hallelujah. You just see people that are trying to be good citizens. But hear me out here. If you are predestinated, and we preach about you were an attribute, and you became a theophany, maybe you became a prostitute here, and the way it came to you, it moves something in you. And say, now I want to worship God. Have you ever seen a human being that desire to worship God being activated? I've been struggling, but now I want to worship God. I've been going to church, but now I want to worship God. I've seen the pastor, but now I want to know him. Then you know that God is activating that total record. And when it happens, you know, I like how the people came into the message. Not like how they come these days. These days the people come because you are paying something for them. And if it runs out, then they run out as well. Hallelujah. Amen. But in the olden days, a brother would have a drink. And when they drink, and say, I saw the back part of the spoken word, a book with an eagle. And all of a sudden, it will work in him. Why did I dream about that book? And one day, when God calls these people, he calls them supernaturally. One day, he is in a taxi with a brother. They don't know each other. And the brother pulls out a spoken word just to read. And as he's reading, this man is sitting here. He looks at this. He remembers the dream. He said, this book, I saw it somewhere. And said, brother, I know about this book. I've dreamed about this book. Can you give me a copy? And when they go and read, and as he's reading, because now he's an eagle, as the prophet is speaking, then he realizes that this is not just an ordinary book. But this is the eagle's food. And the more he reads it, then he hears his, from his theophany. And that person, if he say, I want to start worshiping God, then they will really worship God. This will be difficult, but they will worship God. Because they were not called by a man. And they will never be taken out by a man. They were called by God. They will be returned by God. My question, who called you? Why in the message? If it is a man, it will show. But if it is God, hallelujah. Every time things happen, you remember that fresh call. And say, I want to tell you, if you just come into the message because you can walked into church and they had nice pianos, everything, it is great. You will come and baptize and say, here's a brother is baptized. Here's a sister is baptized. After 6 months, one of the oldest members will step on your toe. And then that atmosphere changes. The songs that you used to enjoy, now you are like a station in church. If people knew what they did to me. But that's when you were called by a man. But when you were called by a God, even when it's difficult, you say, I remember God. Oh, you took me from. I'm returning back. Because why? You're called by God.
Amen.
But today,
abantu bayabizana.
And when it becomes a man affair,
uma kuyindaba yabantu,
you know, if you ever find a person that was called by a man and was offended by a man, it's very sorry.
Uma uthola umuntu obizwe umuntu futhi wakhutshwa umuntu.
Or a person called by a pastor.
Oh, thina bizwe umelusi.
And when the pastor offends you, my brother, you will never recover.
Uma umelusi ayikhuba ngeke waphinda wabuya.
But when you were called by God,
uma obizwe uNkulunkulu,
you look beyond. You look beyond the affairs. You look at your destination. And you see where you are coming from. And you see that certain things will happen in between. But I'm pressing.
John.
Because I've got a spot where I'm going. There was a tie post in you.
Hope
we are together. Amen. Now it says when he saw, the priest saw him.
He
said, you are a Beelzebub.
What
you
Beelzebub?
But when the woman saw him,
said,
I perceive you are a prophet. Now we know the Messiah, which is called Christ, will come. And when he comes, he will tell us all things. Then Jesus said, I'm he. No more doubt. He didn't have to explain it. She saw it. She believed it and went away. What did he do to her? It redeemed her. He came to be a redeemer, to bring back his original seed. Why didn't he get the priest? He was never up there. He had no representation. He came to redeem that which had fallen. And the fall, this God messed up that girl. It messed up that girl. But God had her in his thinking before the foundation of the world. And he came to cleanse her, to give her eternal life, because she was always there. To her, it was not an intellectual conception. To her, it was the word revealed for the
hour.
I don't know what you may be here. I don't know what you might have gone through here. I don't know your struggles here. But I tell you, it doesn't matter how far you've gone here. It matters who you were here. And if you were here, just know that the one that you worship, he condescended himself and became the Logos until he was tangible in the flesh of Jesus and died for you. And the same life that was in you, if you are his attribute, that life will come into you. That's what makes you a believer. And you believe here because you believed there. You are a worshipper here because you are a worshipper there. That's why Jesus says the hour is coming that the real worshippers shall worship not God, but the Father. Because it will worship, it will be a relationship thing. You can't worship something that you don't have the relationship with. But here's something interesting. God is a God of everybody. Whether you are a believer or unbeliever, He's God. Whether you worship Him or you don't worship Him, He's God. That's why He said, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Because He's a God of gods. But when you become a worshiper, then He changes the status. He's not just God, but now He's your Father. Because His DNA is now in you, then you share the same nature. And that makes it a perfect worship. You can never worship Him unless His nature is in you. Then what is His nature? He's God that is full of love. And when He comes into a believer, He's full of love. He's a God that has got forgiveness. When He comes into a believer, when He comes into a believer, He becomes a forgiving God. Today, if you are a worshiper, you are an accurate representation of who God is. And if the world can fail to see God through you, they will never ever see Him. Because today, a believer is God's billboard. And a believer is not ashamed. If you want to know how my God is, look at how I am. Because I'm an accurate representation of Him. I've never seen a believer who is an accurate accurate representation of God. He's got God's attributes. He expresses God. Because the deity is in that believer. And that believer is obligated for that believer to go to heaven. If you were there, you are going there. Whether the devil likes it or not, you are going there. I've come to realize I'm not going to heaven because some men is patting me on the back. If there's no man to pat me on the back, I'm heaven bound. Because I come from there and I go back there. If you are a seed of God, you know that there is a total record. There is a roll call. Men are being called. Which names? The ones that were written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Before the foundation of the world. That name was in that book. And it was not written by a man. It will never be erased by a man. It was put by God. And even God himself will never take it out. You are redeemable.
Bible says there are men that were foreordained of God. And your kids are out playing there. And you come out of the house. James.
John.
Peter. Dinner is ready. Come. Why should you be accused that? Why don't you call the whole street? No,
I can't call the whole street. Evening time is a time of family. I only call the ones that left the house. If you were not in the house, I can't call you. James, Peter, John were in the house.
James, Peter, not John.
And dinner is ready, they must come.
Yeah.
Because their seat is there. It belongs to them.
Yes,
and if I call John, and comes Titus,
who's Titus?
Titus is not the one that I called.
Titus, I see, don't be seen.
I mean, if you come around your family dinner, you find somebody that you don't know.
Ask them,
say, who are you? Are you not lost? Are you sure you're the right place? And let that person say, no, I'm the child of this house. This is my house. Then say, but I'm not your parent. And he insists and says, you are my parent. Then you go to the police station. There is a young man in my house that doesn't know where he comes from. Come and help me. If he tells the police, no, that's my dad. Then you just need to go for paternity test. They draw your blood. You just need to go for paternity test. They draw your blood. They draw his blood. They put it through a process. They take his blood. And it comes back. And you comes back. They put it through a process. And it comes back. Paternity test. 0%.
It is 0%.
Then you even take the paper.
But that's in the paper.
And you get the court order. I do not want you anywhere near my yard.
Fool me.
I'm not your father.
Baba wam.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if it's your child, it comes back
99%.
You can't deny him. You are now responsible for him. When we believe to this way, we passed the paternity test. God had to take responsibility. You need to take care of me. I'm your son. Hallelujah. Your son doesn't beg you to pay school fees. They didn't even care whether it's month-end or not. At school, they need a cricket bat, you must buy it. Hallelujah. And you can't negotiate. You see that he's banking, he's withdrawing from a genetic relationship. You're my dad, make a plan. I need a cricket bat. And you need to make a plan. And if that happens naturally, how much spiritually? If I discover I'm the son of God and I'm sick, I need to go to him and say, Daddy, I'm tired of this. I need you to heal me. I don't negotiate. Because I'm your son. And I know you've got the power.
Yes,
you
go on the Wednesday, Lord.
That's the gospel.
I hope we are together. I don't know, but it just changed to the other computer. In closing, I want us to read all the scripture together. While he's doing that, predestination even works between the pastor and the congregation. Your pastor was predestined to be your pastor. And pastorship is not imposed. My sheep hear my voice. That's predestination. Hallelujah. A brother came to me. You know, when people do their things, they think that they can justify it in any way. Amen. So he came to me. I knew him for years. He had left his wife, married another one, left that one. Then he came to me and said, Pastor, I want to come and worship God. I said, you know, as if you stole somebody's property.
Then you come and say, now I'm ready to worship. Then we'll say, when are we taking you back to the owner so that we take the property back? Because there must be restitution. Repentance, it's easy. But it's not that easy.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So when he came, I said, oh, okay, wonderful. Oh, then where, which wife now do we go with?
But
you know, how fun is it? I found another one.
But Pastor, to the moon.
This one loves the spoken word.
We have turned the spoken word.
Then I said, hey, brother.
At some point.
You love the spoken word far from our church.
I just turned the spoken word. God of wood in Eban.
Amen. Here we can take you. You can try somewhere else. Because what? You cannot break God's law deliberately and expect to come back as if nothing happened. Hallelujah. I hope we are together. I'm simply demonstrating we don't beg for members. There is a standard in this church. And as the pastor, there is a test that I must meet. And it applies to everybody from the top layer down to the bottom layer. Amen. So I met him the other time. I said, hey, Pastor, I found a place to worship. I
said,
hey, God bless you that I'm you found a place. But us, we don't regret on our decision. I hope we are together. That's how it works. We don't impose ourselves. Hallelujah. If it's never meant to be, it's never meant to be. If it's meant to be, it shall be. But we are not going to tweak things here and there. No. The weight must be left uncompromised. And applies to everybody. And the beauty about it, somebody may hear it and say, ah, goodness, that's difficult. But there are those that are predestinated, they say that's the way it should be done.
Hallelujah.
You must remember a lot of times when a church backslides, sometimes it's not the pastor first, sometimes it's the church first. Amen. Especially the people give
up.
Because Umfundisi is under a funding scheme when he comes here, what does
that? Pastor, because Umapanti or Selo Elimali, when Magazan family, you'll be trembling.
Amen. Then from there, what you hear is no longer gospel.
And for all of us, why have to say family?
It's a watered down version of it. And it will not take
it
will give them spiritual rush.
Call
that a scripture for us.
I was going to say,
we read it then after. I didn't call the scripture. Just a sec. Psalm 139, verse 18. We just read it together on the screen.
I'm at home on 31, so now verse 13, Peter 17. So, Funda song, just Funda on the screen.
Psalm 139, verse 18, and thereafter will be done. Okay, let's read it together. Amen. With energy.
It
speaks about you.
Ekhuluma ngani.
Continue until verse 17.
God bless us.
Amen. God bless us.
Father, here we are today, Heavenly Father, after hearing the word of God, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
What we can do, we can just praise Thee, Heavenly Father, just to say You have come, Heavenly Father, descended, Heavenly Father. Come and share with us this manna, Heavenly Father, right from heaven, Heavenly Father. This is the spiritual food, Heavenly Father, that we came in for, Heavenly Father. That is why we say reign in our life, Heavenly Father. Because if Thou reign, Heavenly Father, nothing, Heavenly Father, that can touch us, Heavenly Father. We have just read in the book of Psalms, Heavenly Father, where You say, Heavenly Father, how great, Heavenly Father, are Thy thoughts in me, Heavenly Father. Oh God, what is the great sum of them, Heavenly Father? Because if we are sick, Heavenly Father, You provide healing, Heavenly Father. If we don't have answers, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, You are the one that provides them, Heavenly Father. Amen. Heavenly Father, if we are weary, Heavenly Father, You are the one that uplifts us, Heavenly Father. In everything that we do, Heavenly Father, we just see You, Heavenly Father, because You wear the attributes in You, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
That's why we say, Heavenly Father, whatever, where we go, whatever that we do, Heavenly Father, we shall always possess Thy gates, Heavenly Father. We shall always be victorious, Heavenly Father. In our houses, Heavenly Father, families, Heavenly Father, we say the devil, You don't have any room to play, right. Heavenly Father. The devil, You are not belonging there, Heavenly Father. Only God that will reign, Heavenly Father. Continue, Heavenly Father, to bless our family, Heavenly Father. Here are Your children, Heavenly Father. Some, Heavenly Father, they don't know You, Heavenly Father. Maybe for the first time they came, Heavenly Father, and hear such words, Heavenly Father. May You put it in their hearts, Heavenly Father, wherever that they are. Let it be a reminder, Heavenly Father, that one day they will serve You better, Heavenly Father. One day, Heavenly Father, they will seek Thy kingdom, Heavenly Father. Give them revelation, Heavenly Father, as I pray, Heavenly Father. To us, Heavenly Father, that Heavenly Father, You have brought us this revelation. May we continue to hold it, Heavenly Father. As the pastor has been preaching, Heavenly Father, we cannot go, Heavenly Father, and go and do anything that we like, Heavenly Father. It would have shown that we were not in the first place being predestinated. That's why, Heavenly Father, in Your hour that we have said we will come to Your house, we coming, Heavenly Father, we trying to live holy, Heavenly Father. With Your help, Heavenly Father, we are always winning, Heavenly Father. Yes. Heavenly Father, here are children, Heavenly Father. You know their heart's desire, Heavenly Father. Grant them, Heavenly Father. As we depart here, Heavenly Father, we say, Heavenly Father, bless us with those traveling mercies. Be in our family, Heavenly Father. Continue to be our Heavenly Father. Father, Heavenly Father, continue to be our King, Heavenly Father. As we commit everything to You, Heavenly Father, we say, Heavenly Father, continue to bless our pastor, Heavenly Father, with such messages that He's bringing unto us, Heavenly Father. We commit everything in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
There's two more songs after you are dismissed. Still we meet. May God richly bless you. Have a blessed, victorious week. Pray for us as we pray for you.
Amen.
Reading how I love to proclaim. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through His infinite mercy, His Son and forever. Thank you.
After the service, you may just take your seats. They will dismiss you orderly. May God richly bless you.
We lift him higher, higher.